Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
And my own.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
And welcome everyone to Crusader Talk. My name's Caleb Hamill, joined by Josh West. Michael Mergen's behind the board helping us out tonight from our Super Talk Hattiesburg studio. Glad to have you with us for this edition. Got to be a lot of women's soccer to talk about. Been a little while since we've talked directly to the folks involved over there. As they're off to a pretty good start, only one loss on the year. And, hey, with it being against number one, you can understand that, right?
Well, I mean, and they're ranked number two, right? So that means that if you ask people around the country, they think that could be a preview of what the national championship match looks like. And so since then, our Crusaders have done nothing to discourage that opinion and have really, I think, grown from that loss early on to Kaiser.
Yeah. Lose to Kaiser. Then, of course, you know, you had to sweeten things up and just defeat the reigning national champion the very next match. So, I mean, all is well that ends well. And so to get that loss out of the way, that they just can go undefeated the rest of the way from here on out. I know that's what Coach Danny Owens wants. We're going to talk to him later on in the show. But to kick us off, we're going to talk to one of the ladies that helps make it happen out there on Danny Owens Field and wherever they travel, Lauren Autremont, new player to the Crusaders starting this season, but she's no stranger to the world of Mississippi soccer from Brandon, Mississippi. Lauren, first of all, thanks so much for joining us tonight. It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Lauren, so for all of us that have never heard your story before, wrap it up for us in how you became a soccer star here at William Carey. What was the journey like from high school to here?
Well, I played at Brandon High School, played all 4 years, and I've played soccer ever since I was little. And I did travel and club soccer. And just, you know, the recruitment process went, visited different schools, but ever since I went to Carey, I just kind of felt called to go there. And the coaches and the environment, it just really felt like a place that I could grow in. So I ended up signing pretty early on, but I just kind of had a confidence in my decision that this is where I was meant to go.
How was that visit to William Carey, or however many visits there were involved, when you first got to see campus and meet the different people involved?
It was great. Just the environment, like I said, it's a Christian college, which is a big thing that I really liked about it. And I like the idea of a smaller school because I feel like that means more of a community, just with like your staff workers and your teachers and just everyone on campus.
Now, as far as adjusting to college life, how's it been? And do you feel like being a part of this soccer program has afforded you already a default group of friends as you already kind of grow as a freshman?
It definitely has, which I'm very blessed for. I've met a bunch of great girls on the team and just getting to know each of them and like their different backgrounds, because we have a lot of international players, and that was something I was really excited about going into. But yeah, being a part of the team has definitely given me some friends that I have on campus.
Speaking of one of those friends, Lauren, this is Josh, and I haven't had a chance to formally introduce myself yet, but when I was going to Carey Athletics, I couldn't help but be drawn to the picture on the page where you're looking up and Karen Vallow is floating in the air in celebration. What's it like keeping up with Miss Energy and Karen Vallow, who came back and made no bones about it? She's here to win a national championship. Her energy and leadership is contagious. What's it like to be around players like Karen that are nonstop?
It's wonderful. You feed off of players like that, and it feeds into the team. And Karen's definitely a leader and a person that brings that energy and just passion for the game. And it's important to have players like that on the team.
Now, speaking of as you play on the team, I'm looking back at statistics, and boy, you look at the first match of the year for Carey this year, LSU-Alexandria, and wouldn't you know it, for your first match as a Crusader for a regular season contest, you come away with not only two goals but also an assist. That's a pretty big flash in the pan to start off a season.
Thank you.
She's so humble, Josh. I can already tell.
And what was that like for you? I mean, was it surreal? Was it just another match? You talked about playing your entire life, but what was the feedback in the locker room from the coaches and players? Just kind of relive that game for us.
It kind of felt like yes, it was the first match of the season, but it's just we got to take it game by game. So that was just kind of the mindset, and. Like, I know those goals, like, it's all a team effort. And so I feel like each game is just, like, a process. Like, we're building off of what we did, how we can do better. So just taking it game by game.
Oh, and that's the coach Danny Owens mindset that he's been able to portray to y'all. Because, as you know, and probably were told in your visits before you finally joined Cary, this is a team – that historically has been in the hunt for the national championship, winning it back in 2018, and have been so close over the last few years, and they're just trying to take that extra step and finally win that trophy again and win the red banner. And Lauren, as you kind of look ahead of the different games that are coming on the schedule, I'm not going to ask you to look ahead as in like look at what opponents are going to be the toughest on the stretch, but does it seem like there's this feel in the locker room or as you train with all your different friends on the team that each game is that next step towards the national championship? Does it seem like there's that future mindset in everybody's head?
It does. It's definitely been clearly like just in the program that's the goal and like that's what we work for and we don't work for anything less than that. So I feel like everyone like, each time we go out to practice, each time we have a game, it's the mindset of do what it's got to do, like do what we have to do to get us to that, to the final stage.
Lauren, Josh again over here, and I wanted to follow up on your thought. You were talking about one of the things that drew you to Cary was the international flavor of this program and so many great players that have such a global impact on the game of soccer, but the game of soccer is growing in the state of Mississippi. What is something that is underappreciated amongst the local talent about this William Cary program? Because you had the wisdom to see it. What are some of the players from this area and this region missing that are stateside about this William Cary program that you saw?
I think, well, Mississippi soccer, I feel like it's a lot about athletics. And when you look internationally, I feel like it's more, like, technical on the ball. And so you kind of get a blend of that. And just playing with some of the people on the team from different places, like, you can see their creativity and just their style of play and just how it blends in a team and, like, when you learn to work with everybody and what they bring, it becomes something pretty amazing.
I'm kind of going backwards in the interview process here, but I kind of want to go back to what established this love of soccer. You said you've played it from a very young age. When did you realize that this is really what you wanted to do long term, not just as a fad, as a grade schooler or high schooler, but something you wanted to go on into college with? So where did that seed get planted?
It got planted during high school, about my ninth grade year, because I did a good bit of sports. I played volleyball, and I ran cross country and track. So I kind of did a bunch of different things and was trying to figure out what I was truly passionate about and wanted to pursue for college. And soccer just always felt natural and what I could thrive in and just felt most comfortable to do.
Well, and it certainly has played out dividends so far as not only did you have those two goals against LSU Alexandria, able to get on the scoring column again recently with a fast start against Xavier. That was a pretty impressive one to get going in the third minute of the contest. You were able to put Cary in front 1-0, and the Crusaders never relinquished that lead. Just in looking ahead at the season in front of us, we obviously are about to come on conference play. What has been said, and I know we've talked about the national championship mindset, but what has been the mantra moving forward past this game on into what's next with Georgia Gwinnett and then conference season?
I think just working on the little things, because the little things are what they make a big impact. So just being cleaner overall and, like, our speed of play, just critiquing and perfecting things that we need to work on so that we can fully reach, like, the level of potential that we have for this team.
Yeah. And it is a very high potential this team has.
Got about 30 seconds left here, and I wanted to get your take on this. Like we said, we're not looking forward into the schedule or trying to, you know, prognosticate games. But in very short order, hopefully getting fitted for a ring, you're going to be on the other side of the recruiting process and hosting young ladies that are going to have a chance to be your teammate. Very briefly, what's the message to those players when they show up about what this carry program is all about?
I think definitely to that you're going to have fun and you're going to grow, and it's going to push you to learn new things and just grow in your game of soccer and as a person.
Yeah, and even grow in skills of having to do fun radio interviews. Lauren, you did great. We appreciate your time tonight.
You aced it. Very thoughtful.
Thanks so much, Lauren.
Thank you.
All right, that is Lauren Entremont, forward for William Carey Women's Soccer, freshman for the Crusaders. A lot of good stuff ahead. And speaking of ahead, coming up next, Coach Danny Owens joins us.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
All right, continuing on here on Crusader Talk. The conversation with Lauren Entremont, just a freshman and already making a big splash for William Carey. And good interview, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, that's something that develops. Usually the freshmen are watching the seniors and know that their time's coming in that. But there she is, true freshman, jumping right in, was very thoughtful, very measured in her responses, and just a lot of maturity. And that's why she was able to come in and make such an immediate impact, as you referenced earlier.
Yeah. So, with that, we've had our word with Lauren Entremont. Now we get to hear from her head coach. Coach Danny Owens joins us here on the program. And, Coach, off to a pretty good start this season. And Josh and I were mentioning it earlier. After the loss to Kaiser, Carey's been rolling fairly well. Got a big win over SCAD Savannah, defending national champions. And, man, really did well on the score column against Xavier. You and I talked about this game afterward, Clayton and I both. And it was one that, though Carey won 3-0, there were a lot of things that you noticed that could be improved upon going forward, but that's what you like to see. You like to see those big wins, but with big areas of improvement that keeps everybody honest.
Yeah, and I think that just goes with, you know, playing national tournament level team. You know, we've met Xavier 2 times in the national tournament, so we know that's a good program and well coached. And you know, we've got some returners, obviously, but we have some new people, and I think we're still tweaking and toying with some things. And I definitely don't feel like we've played our best yet. So we're kind of moving and, you know, trying to get better. And like you said, you know, we want to improve, and, you know, we might be critical right now, but, you know, this is the time to get critical, you know, just before conference play.
You know, you were telling us about the match against Kaiser, in which they won 2-0, but it never really felt like Carey was out of it in that match with the level of effort they had and with the athletes they had on the field.
No, really. And, you know, for the first 25, 30 minutes, we were very comfortable. Even, you know, they scored right at the end of the first half, and at halftime I told the girls we were fine. You know, even though we were down a goal, I thought we were still okay. And, you know, games kind of have highs and lows, and you know, there was a moment there in the middle of the game where I thought Kaiser were on top, but then there was a moment towards the end where you know, with 10 minutes to go, I was like, if we can just get one, I think we could get two. We obviously didn't get that, but yeah, again, Kaiser, you know, unbelievable team. They're a good team this year, and just another good test. SCAD was another good test. I think the last 3 teams have kind of posed different, not necessarily problems, but they've played different way, and I thought that the girls have responded on how we want to defend. I thought we nullified some things over the last 2 games for sure. So that's been positive. You know, I just don't think we're in a rhythm just yet, and so that's kind of the focus, you know, over the next really game, I guess, on Wednesday.
Danny, this is Josh over here. And for those that, you know, did not watch that Kaiser game and haven't been on some of the post-game interviews recently, was the defensive changes, was that your big takeaway from the Kaiser loss? What did you fully take away from that?
Yeah, just, you know, we've changed some personnel in different areas. And, you know, I think just putting together 90 minutes, you know, a lot of times games are just moments. Actually, in the Kaiser game, in the first half, I thought they were on top and we adjusted. And I thought, I was like, okay, we'll see this half out. And just gave away that goal right at the end. So, you know, it's still learning the team. Every team's different. You know, we want to play the same way. And we have a way that, you know, Ryan, I feel like the team should look. But, you know, not every team does that. And so I think we're still piecing. We've had some players that maybe didn't play a lot are starting to come on and starting to get more and more minutes. So I still think we're learning our team and our personnel and just trying to get better and just, you know, trying to educate, you know, the new players, just kind of what it means to play at Cary and those Kaiser games, SCAD games, Xavier games, Georgia Gwinnett games. All those teams have been in the national tournament. So, you know, we're going to get everybody's A game, but they're a good national tournament level team as well. So we just got to understand what that means and how to prepare and play and, you know, put 90 minutes together and to win those games.
We're talking with Danny Owens, head coach of William Cary Women's Soccer. Coach, speaking of personnel, I want to highlight a couple of individuals. You know, one stellar performance for a pair of your girls were Ella Jeffcoat and Olivia Pelbel just locking down on Samira Roper of Xavier. That's a pretty good sight to see in that Ella Jeffcoat, who I believe, if memory serves right, was a midfielder, kind of transitioned into that defender position and has really kept up well with the forwards for her opponents. No better performance, in my opinion, at least that I've seen so far, than that Xavier match back over the weekend. How have they been able to be a big factor in match results so far this year?
Huge. I mean, those two, you know, pairing up have been really, really good together. That's just kind of, you know, in sync. We didn't really know what we were going to do in the center back after losing Lauren last year. You know, we know we had Maddie Davis and some recruits back, but, you know, Maddie's off of the injury. And so anyway, I remember telling Ryan at the beginning of the year that I trust Ella. That's who we're starting with. And it's just kind of fallen into place. You know, I'd like to say that, you know, we're smart coaches because we kind of did the same thing with Lauren Jones last year, but Ella and Liv have really complemented each other. Those two have worked extremely hard over the last couple years, but definitely in the spring, just to get faster and quicker. And I know for Liv, you can really see the transformation over the last 2 years and this year. And the same with Ella. You know, Ella's a good player. Playing in the midfield last year probably helped her, you know, on the ball and playing out. And again, those two have settled in and, you know, definitely two All-American center backs there, just kind of anchoring the defense. Their communication's good. Their leadership is good. I kind of lean on those two off the field for communication, and I think that kind of bleeds onto the field with the communication and leadership as well.
Now, you pointed out Maddie Davis is one that's been a little hurt lately. She got some playing time back there on Saturday, but the one that kind of stole the show as far as the highlight of getting some playing time for the first time in a long time was Nanako Seki. Finally getting back on the pitch for the first time in a long time. How did it feel as a coach to finally get to see her get her legs out there?
No, it was great. You know, we lost Nana last year on the very first day, and, you know, she kind of had some bumps in the road in her rehab over the spring, but just watching her kind of progress, and I think Nana's more, you know, muscular now. I think she's put on some muscle, and, you know, since she's been back, she's kind of been doing her own thing with her own working out and the things that she needed to do to get herself ready. And then she slowly got involved with the team. Some of it was just passing, and then we progressed passing to no contact. And I think all three of the coaching staff have like asked her every day, when you're back. And she texts me, you know, day of the game was like, coach, I'm ready to go. If you need me, I'm ready. So we wanted to get her 10, 12 minutes, just get her legs back, get her back to the speed of play. And Really excited. You know, we're going to kind of baby her through this next month and see if we can't get her. You know, she was a starter for us 2 years ago. We missed her presence last year. So we're excited to have her and look forward to having her in, you know, full speed over these next few weeks.
Speaking up those next few weeks, it's starting up with an early game coming up on Wednesday, the 17th, 11 a.m., depending on when you're taking in this podcast. And so for those that are listening to us tonight or going to take this in tomorrow, a very unique scheduling situation this week with Georgia Gwinnett coming through town and an opportunity to take on another first-class opponent.
Yeah, Mike and I at Georgia Gwinnett have been playing each other for forever. And we try to do a home and away every year. And we had the game scheduled, and he was like, hey, can we play at 11 and get back home? It's middle of the week. They have to travel a lot because they're not in a conference. So he has a ton of road games. So however we could help him. Actually, on Saturday when we go to the conference, the first conference game, I actually asked the coach, hey, can we play at 11? It's about a 6.5-hour drive for us as well on Saturday. So you know, I told the girls we play at 11 Wednesday, we play at 11 on Saturday, and if you're lucky enough to get that top seed in the conference tournament or national tournament, you know, you have to play in the morning. So you know, we'll just get up and do what we got to do and, you know, get through the game.
Now, Coach, I'm not trying to skip past Georgia Gwinnett, but I do have to say that our next podcast will not be until after your first conference meeting over the weekend. So with it being Abraham Baldwin, I just have to ask, is the goal to score more than you did last year? I know 26-0 is a tough thing to top, but is it in the back of anyone's mind there?
No. to be honest, we haven't even talked about ABAC. Everything's been about Georgia Gwinnett. The only thing I did
was
verify the itinerary for Friday and Saturday, and we'll worry about ABAC on Thursday after Georgia Gwinnett. But you know, you want to start 1-0 in conference. That's what's most important, and so that's all we're going to worry about Saturday.
I'll steal the word that Josh used earlier. We'll leave the prognostication to us as broadcasters, and let you coaches and players worry about it one game at a time. Coach Owens, sure. That's all for us in this segment. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right, he is Danny Owens, head coach of William Carey Women's Soccer. Always good to be talking about the Crusaders and what they're able to do out there on the soccer pitch, as it's known. Coming up next, Josh and I are going to recap the week, look around at some of the other athletic groups that are in session, and hey, swimming's about to get their season going starting this weekend at Delta State. Get to talk to Robert Gonzalez, hopefully next episode coming up, so put that in your calendar and think about it coming up. So we will continue on with our third segment next here on Crusader Talk.
From the coaches to the student athletes and the fans that cheer them on, you're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Great start to the show today. Lauren Entremont, freshman forward for William Carey Women's Soccer, joined us first segment. Then, if you're just now joining us, you just missed out on Coach Danny Owens recapping the start to the season for his bunch. And if you missed it, don't worry. It's not gone forever. You can catch it on demand wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Crusader Talk, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the works. If you got a favorite podcast platform, more than likely it's there. And if you find one that it's not, you let us know. We'll find it, Liam Neeson style. I'll hunt you down. Anyway, recapping a little bit of Crusader action going on recently, as men's soccer had their Saturday match canceled with Texas College. I believe some travel problems. Or
can you blame them?
I mean, that'd be a long way to go. And they're right about to start
big double-digit loss.
Yeah. Speaking of that, could be what's coming up next for William Carey. Not them having lost, but for their opponent, as they'll have Wiley University coming into town on Friday and then immediately follow it with a Saturday match. I don't know the last time I've seen Carey play back-to-back days, unless it was a national tournament scene. But historically, only one match with Wiley in at least recent history, and that was an 11-0 finish in favor of the Crusaders.
Yeah, I don't think that I would say Carey's gotten slightly stronger, and I don't know that Wiley has unfortunately gotten any stronger. So that's why I was going with my double-digit number. Now, to put some little context to Saturday's match, That is a match that was actually added right after the start of the regular season, but right after we divvied up the schedule and made our schedules. So that that caught us. So Caleb is so generous. I get to jump back in and call some soccer Saturday night.
That's right. And it'll be the first match ever for William Carey on Saturday versus Central Baptist College. Haven't played them yet. But a chance for Carey to improve on their currently 3-2-1 record.
Played them in men's basketball, did we not, in the postseason this year?
I believe so. That sounds right.
That sounds right, yeah. And had a great environment for basketball. So instantly I knew, you know, where they were from. And how long did it take you to get fully acclimated to – are you still fully acclimated?
I'm still acclimated myself.
So I'm playing catch-up to you.
Maybe a little bit. Now, I will say, you get a very – fast-track way to get into it with basketball. I feel like when you look at the national landscape and see all those things, I think basketball and baseball paired together really help you figure out all these different teams, all these different mascots. A lot of them I still don't know, and I'm still learning that with Mississippi High School football. I'm learning a new one every week. But that said, it does get better. You do kind of learn. I will say the towns are about impossible because hardly any of them are the well-known towns. Unless you're a Xavier that's in New Orleans, or Loyola for that matter. But you start getting into these, you know, random things like, oh, Lewis Clark State in Lewiston, Idaho, or, you know, Ottawa, Kansas, you know, things like that. They're a little tougher to, you know, fully get wrapped around. But still, Central Baptist College, going to be a good opponent to see if you're a William Carey fan, as a I'm trying to think right off the top of my head. There are the Mustangs. I know that much. But
I love some of the mascots. And I want to ask you a question that popped into my head as you were talking about that.
Conway, Arkansas, by the way.
If the highest level of intercollegiate athletics becomes, you know, full pay-for-play model, and essentially it's, you know, AAA, D-League, NBA, and NFL 2, and those 32 to 40, 48 teams break off, and there becomes another 100, then how much do those 100 blur into basically fans going, hey, I casually follow this team in that league, but my local team is William Carey. I graduated from Carey. I pull for Carey. I go out to the Carey games because my team that I picked that year in that league, I just watch on television. Do you think you see some more of that?
I think it's possible. I do. And I think Hattiesburg is positioned uniquely in that they have a Division I school and a William Carey right here in their own backyard. Not every place has that. Now, granted, Conway, Arkansas, they've got Central Arkansas over that direction. So you got Central Arkansas and then Central Baptist College. But I don't know. I'd have to see kind of the landscape of what other schools are in this same position as Carey. I know there's more than that. You have obviously several in New Orleans. You could have Tulane to go with Xavier or Loyola. I don't know. That's what I'll have to chew on.
I will say in the times where fundraising is so critical, Crusader Club is back.
It is.
You can go to careyathletics.com, find out more information about that,
yep,
and join right there on the site at careyathletics.com.
You know, I found out over the weekend that with the Carey Athletics app that is almost a year old now, you can get points for reading articles, attending sporting events, taking a picture at one, depending on what the game is. Some games have different features for ways you can get points. And they actually have a leaderboard now that you can find out where you're positioned in all-time points. I will go ahead and spill the beans that, and this is going to shock nobody if you think about it, Kevin Rosary has the most points of anybody.
I thought you were going to say Landon.
I do think Landon was top five. Landon is top five. And actually, he may be number one, now that I think about it. He's cashed in some points, I know, so he doesn't have the current total most, but maybe all time he has
the
most.
What did he cash him in on? I know one of the things he cashed him in on.
Oh, tell me.
Oh, he got the baseball jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And he rocks it, man.
He loves that thing. And by the way, if you go to a William Carey soccer event, and this is to anybody that's an athletic supporter, keep this in the back of your head. They're actively selling apparel at the events now. So if you want an Armor Up shirt, they've got them there. You can also cash in some of your points if you're on the Crusader app. They have new William Carey pennants, little miniature pennants that you can hang up in your dorm room if you're a student, or if you're just a fan that wants to have one in your office or home office, wherever you want it, you can have those if you want to spend your points like that.
First-hand account of this, I pulled in Alex Davis, former softball player, working the gate, graduate student now, I believe. And she had her new Armor Up shirt on. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, yeah, I had to go buy my new Armor Up shirt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it is that has taken off beautifully.
Yeah, and it's pretty affordable, too. I want to say $15.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great. And, yeah, perfect for everybody that's jumping on board. And I feel like that all the big student engagement, cheerleading engagement events are actually in these coming weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, we're settled into the semester, or we still trimester. Are we semester
now? We're semesters now.
Yep, so we've settled into the semester, and that's been such a long time coming, but right. I digress. And so you're going to have some really big events coming up with the rally crew, hopefully find a way to get the band out for a volleyball match, which would be incredible. And so, yeah, a lot of things to look forward to for the students coming up here very shortly.
Yeah, very soon indeed. And so the next men's soccer match that you'll have at your disposal to go attend will be Friday night at 6 p.m. and then on Saturday at 7 p.m. So those are the next two on the schedule for Coach Barry Farrell's team. Again, looking for wins number 4 and 5 as they continue on right before conference play starts. And the reason they're not playing a conference game this weekend is because ABAC only fields a women's soccer team, not a men's soccer program. So with that, that's why they don't travel with the women's soccer team or travel at the same time to the same location. So they have a little bit extra of a non-conference before they finally face Tennessee Southern coming up next Thursday, September the 25th.
You've given me a Barry Farrell question now to ask Coach. Is he hearing anything about kind of the future of the ABAC sports program in terms of some of the sports they're looking at adding? Because they are very competitive. I think of men's basketball. I think of baseball. There are multiple sports where they're extremely competitive already.
Yeah, made a huge splash in baseball this year. Made the national tournament. But mention that, men's soccer coming up with their matches this weekend. Volleyball got a meeting as well against Life. But the other thing that we wanted to talk about is that swimming is getting their season started. And you know, where else are you going to start a swim season in Mississippi than at Delta State? Which, by the way, you know, our hearts and our thoughts and prayers go out to the Delta State community with their unfortunate situation to start classes this morning. I don't know if you heard about it. They, basically, this morning, someone's body was found on campus, canceled classes, tragic scene. And that's one of two rough events that happened at Mississippi campuses today. To them, and then Mississippi College also had a similar tragedy. A student was found, I believe a student, let me not get my wires crossed here, but somebody was, this is terrible to bring up the sports program, but sorry, but to bring up the thoughts and prayers thing, someone was found hanging from a tree at Mississippi College today. Mm. So two schools of similar size to William Carey could definitely use your thoughts and prayers as you go about your week. So that, unfortunate to speak of, and hopefully with swimming coming to town coming up this weekend, that could be a little bit of a bright spot. To try to get back into a happier mood going into your future weeks here in the month of September.
Oh, yeah. And Delta State was just coming off a huge home weekend. They had the big barbecue festival in town in Cleveland. I mean, you couldn't get a hotel room in Cleveland. So that on the heels of that is certainly tough to hear. Going back, I want to backtrack to volleyball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get the notification, get the push on Friday night, 3-1 win at Faulkner. And I'm like, yes, here we go. We're sweeping the weekend. And it wasn't that we lost to Mobile, but it was that we got swept. And then I had to go back. I said, okay, I got to go.
Had to be the way we lost.
Yeah, I had to go pull the box score. And you lose 25-23 set one, and then you lose in a tiebreak set in set two. And it looked like they could not emotionally rebound in that third set. That it just, that second set emotionally took it out of them.
Yeah, and that can sit heavy too sometimes. Now, I've seen Carey come back in matches like that, and it's been stellar. But at the same time, it can sometimes just take the wind out of your sails. And Mobile preseason number one pick for the SSAC.
Or just put some more weight on your shoulders. You're already a little fatigued in the legs. You've traveled. It's the second game of that back-to-back on those weekends. I had to go from Montgomery down to Mobile in a hotel again. That all plays into that loss. I would expect a different result, certainly a different entire match when Mobile comes to Hattiesburg.
I believe Mobile and Cary split last year. I have to go back and check that, but I think that was the case. But meeting coming up with Life University, you'll be on the call for that one?
Yes.
At the Ben Waddell Sports Complex. So that one will be at 6 o'clock in the evening. And looking back at last year, these two tangled twice, once in Hattiesburg as Cary shut them out 3-0, and then they were also able to blank the Running Eagles 3-0 in the conference pool play of tournament action. So good history right now against Life. Hopefully they're going to keep it going here into the 2025 season. Got one final segment coming up for you. Look at the calendar. Also, had to go back and crown our Crusader of the Week. We've missed out the last few weeks. It's been a while since we had live action to talk about. We got to get back in the swing of it. So that's coming up for you next as we finish up on Crusader Talk.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
All right, final segment with you on Crusader Talk. Glad you're with us on this Monday. We are cruising through the month of September. Hit the halfway point, which means we are coming up on, golly, more sports about to begin. Once we get to late October, that's when basketball begins their season.
Basketball starts October 24th.
Yeah.
So before soccer is over, regular season, we've got regular season basketball. I was talking to Kevin about it earlier, just a couple hours ago, and I was like, Kevin, you realize we're like 40 days from basketball, right? He goes, oh, I know.
I'm sure he knows.
It is flying. It is flying because I just blows my mind how quick soccer regular season goes now.
Yeah,
because it starts so early as well.
Mm-hmm. Conference play especially starts so early. And you know, when we look at that, and volleyball for that matter, volleyball's already in two matches of conference play, and so they're going to keep right on rolling with that. But yeah, soccer rolling through as well. Also, I have some golf going on. Women's golf started a tournament today, Monday. They're at the PGA National Golf Club, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Must be nice.
The Seahawks Shootout. That's what it is.
Must be nice.
And that is, I believe that looks like Kaiser's logo.
That's Mixon. Mixon's coaching that, isn't he? He's roughing it in West Palm.
Yeah, poor guy. Hate it for
him. Golly.
All right. next soccer match at home. If you want a little lunch and ball, get a little taste of that on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Georgia Gwinnett. Playing women's soccer against the Crusaders over there at Danny Owens Field. Come by, take in some soccer, maybe get a late or early lunch at the CAF. You know, I can't even remember what time they open. They may open at 11, so you may have to go for a halftime course, and then you know, maybe they'll honor your ticket stub coming back in. Or there's always a concession stand. But anyway, that is Wednesday. And then skip ahead to Friday. You've got the Delta State Magnolia Classic there in Cleveland, Mississippi, starting at 9 a.m. over there for men's and women's swimming. And then a twin bill. You could take your pick between men's soccer at 6 or volleyball at 6, just down the road from one another. And it'll be William Cary men's soccer taking on Wiley University and volleyball taking on Life University and the Running Eagles. So that's a conference game for volleyball. And then the very next day, women's soccer on the road against Abraham Baldwin, their second season as an SSAC team. And again, Cary got that win last year, 26-0, second highest scoring affair for a single team in NAIA history. I think they were two goals away from either tying or taking the lead for biggest win ever in NAIA history. I know they were close. I can't remember how close it was, but they were almost there. Nevertheless, that rematch or whatever you want to call it will be at noon over in Tifton, Georgia, that Saturday. I also have cross country getting into the swing of things with the Firehawk invite against UT Southern, well, with UT Southern hosting. It'll actually be in Oakville, Alabama. So that'll be the site where they host that meet. Also have archery with a 3D regional tournament being hosted here in Hattiesburg at the Forest County Multipurpose Center. And then the two home matches that are actually happening on campus, one a volleyball match, the other a soccer match for the men. Bruton Parker College, going to be a 1 o'clock start. Josh will be there for that one, as well as Central Baptist College taking on the men's soccer team at 7 o'clock at Danny Owens Field.
Just put me to work this weekend, why don't you? No, but in all seriousness, what I need this weekend, I full faith in soccer, I need the volleyball ladies to have a winning record coming out of this weekend for the first time since August 21st. Get that conference record of 4-1. Get a little momentum and get this thing rolling, because I feel like they're right there. They've had some injuries. Travel bans, U.S. travel bans, limited the roster a little bit. Same thing in women's soccer as volleyball. And so I hope, that is my hope this weekend, that pick up a couple of more conference wins and bounce back big from the loss to Mobile, where again, maybe a little emotionally tired, a little physically tired, and didn't bounce back in those latter sets. But that's what I need to happen this weekend. That's what I'm pulling for, big time.
All right, Crusader of the Week. I didn't even get to mention this earlier. William Carey and their men's soccer match earlier in the week featured a hat trick. Pedro Santiago, transfer from Louisiana Christian, got three goals in that match, and all of a sudden I have blanked on who we played. It has been that kind of a week. As Carey took on United States Sports University, former USSA for Sports Academy, but got the 9-0 victory over there against the Eagles, and Santiago had three goals. Also saw another player, Molina, get two goals.
Have you seen a stronger offensive player to be his size? I haven't,
right?
Because he has so much power in his shot, from wherever he is, he's a threat to score from anywhere. Bends it so well. Very, very talented. And they needed him to get going. Mm-hmm. And that was right on cue with that hat trick. No sooner did Coach Farrell say, hey, we need him to get going, than he answers.
I think he, on the men's side, and the equivalent for Coach Owen's team is Karen Vallow. You talk about a strong through on that leg. She can boom it from outside the 18 and blink, and it's in the back of the net.
Is Virginia Mesa, though, an X factor? To have that post-up big body in the interior, strong body is what I'm saying there. Strong, physical, inside the box, that can post you up and then turn either shoulder and score it.
She can. When she's effective, she is a force to be reckoned with. We'll see how it plays out as the season continues on. Kayla Martin a little sidelined right now, and so that's caused a few pieces to move around a bit for Carey, including Alicia Navarro to go with Lauren Entremont at the front lines. We'll see how they do all that moving forward. But until then, Pedro Santiago, our Crusader of the Week. So that'll do it for us. If you missed anything, catch us in podcast form to search for Crusader Talk. Until next time, for Michael Mergens and Josh West, I'm Caleb Hamill saying good night, God bless, and go Saders.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.